This is Dr. Rawlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T, first name Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, date of birth, July 20, 1954, date of evaluation, March 27, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Al-Rashidi, the chief complaint, 68-year-old African-American male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right rotator cuff repair, period. The HBI, the patient, is a 68-year-old male who was previously evaluated in this office in approximately 2017, period. At that time, he had presented with right shoulder impingement, period. He had first developed symptoms approximately 7 to 8 years prior to that evaluation, semicolon, at which time he was employed as an iron worker, period. He had then seen Dr. Joshua Richards approximately 3 to 4 years later, at which time he had been initially treated conservatively to include cortisone injections, physical therapy, and acupuncture. Despite the same, comma, he noted only minimal improvement, period. The patient had been felt to require right shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff debridement, comma, SAD, comma, possible open bicep tenodesis, and possible distal clavicle excision, period. He had then undergone surgery in approximately 2017, period. He underwent right shoulder surgery at that time, period. Postoperatively, he had minimal improvement, but noted ongoing pain, period. He was noted to have scar tissue and bone spurs, period. He was then again scheduled for surgery in approximately August of 2017, period. He had been at his baseline state of health, period. However, he had chronic soreness of the right shoulder, period. He required additional surgeries approximately 1.5 years ago, period. He had then seen a physician postoperatively, but then had no additional follow-ups, period. He had continued with pain, which he stated is sharp. It is rated 5/10. It is worse with movement, period. It is improved with physical therapy, heat, and acupuncture, period. The patient was felt to require the surgery once again, period. He is anticipated to undergo surgery for Dr. Haney, H-A-N-Y, Al-Rashidi, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y, May 9, 2023, period. He is now seen preoperatively. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The patient is noted to have history of diabetes, period. He is noted to have history of abnormal EKG. Stress event correction. He underwent stress testing in March 18, 2020. There was no evidence of ischemia, period. Past medical history, borderline diabetes, neck number bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, neck number right shoulder impingement, past surgical history, bilateral carpal tunnel release, neck number neck surgery, neck number right thumb reconstruction, next number bilateral elbow surgeries, next number right knee surgery times two, next number left knee surgery, next number right toe surgery times two, next number right shoulder surgery times three. The medication, Tramadol, Lisinopril, unknown dose. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Family history. Non-contributory. Social history. Patient denies cigarette smoking. Alcohol or drug use. Reveal systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 167/104, repeat blood pressure is 160/98, pulse 64, respiratory rate 18, height 75.5 inches, weight 247.7 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 58 beats per minute. There is a right bundle branch block. Left anterior fascicular block is present, period. The impression, this is a 68-year-old male with history of multiple injuries who is now scheduled for right shoulder surgery, period. His blood pressure is noted to be elevated. I have started him on amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, period. Additional problems include diagnoses S46.811A and M75.81, period. The patient is now scheduled for right shoulder arthroscopy with extensive debridement, common subscapular iris tendon repair, and removal of hardware, period. He is found to be clinically stable for his procedure. His overall risk appears minimally increased given his multiple comorbidities, period. He otherwise is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for saying, signed Dr. Austin Ferguson.